Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text which serves as the basis for this morning's proclamation is from the gospel reading for today, Mark chapter 15, verses 22 to 24. We'll be reading this again after the sermon. And they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him. This is the text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, what are you worth? What is your value as a person? Some of you think that you're worth a lot. Some of you think that you're not worth anything at all. How do you figure that? There are lots of ways to calculate your worth. Lots of ways to measure your value. For example, you could add up the value of all of the chemicals in your body. All the chemicals in your body. Your body is 65% oxygen, 18% carbon, 10% hydrogen, 1.5% calcium. Plus, you've got lots of trace elements in your body, like silicon, copper, aluminum. Add it all up. What are you worth? You're worth a grand total of right at $1. $1. That's what you're worth. Chemically speaking, you're not worth much. But there are other ways to measure your value. How about your financial value, your net worth? Put all your assets in one column, your cash and your savings and your property, and put all your debts in the other column, and you subtract your debts from your assets, and you have your net worth. The Federal Reserve says that the median net worth of Americans who are 35 years old and over, the median net worth is $198,720. So, those of you who are above that number, you must be of higher value. You must be of greater worth than those of you who are below that number. And that poor guy whose net worth is zero right now, or maybe less than zero, well, he must not be worth anything at all. Or you could measure your worth by how many friends you have. That's a common one. How many friends do you have? The more friends you have, the more people you know, the more people who know you, the greater your worth as a person, right? A survey done in 2019 says the average American has 16 friends. 16 friends. And they are different kinds of friends. You have three friends who are friends for life. You have five friends that you really like and you would hang out with them one-on-one. And then you have eight friends that you like, but you never spend any time with. That's a total of 16 friends. Oh, plus the average American also has 338 Facebook friends. So, how many friends do you have? How valuable are you? There are lots of ways that we try to determine our value. How good do you look? How well do you dress? How many children do you have? How many grandchildren do you have? How successful are they? How successful are you? How smart are you? How appreciated are you at work? How appreciated are you at home? How good do you feel about yourself? The list goes on and on. And when it comes to these measurements of value, this world can be absolutely brutal. So often these different standards that we use, they end up bringing disappointment rather than happiness. Most of these things that I've mentioned, like looks and success and friends, these are all so very fleeting, unreliable, fickle even. And they make us think that we're not worth much really at all, that we just count for nothing. For example, those friends that I was talking about, the same study that measured how many friends you have, it also found that your popularity peaked at age 23. You had the most friends when you were 23, and it's been going down since. Mostly because your friends move away or you move away from them. So if your worth is determined by how many friends you have, then your value as a person has been going downhill ever since you were 23. For some of us, 23 was a long time ago. You see how fleeting that is. May I suggest to you that when it comes to your value, your significance, your worth, that you not look to the things of this world. Instead, look to God's love for you. It is God's love that establishes your worth. And when we Christians speak of God's love for us, we're not just talking about some generic God loves you sign that you bought at Hobby Lobby for 40% off. We're talking about God's love that is clearly, concretely, undeniably expressed on the cross of Jesus Christ. The cross is where we see most clearly just how much God loves us, how much God loves you. The cross is where Jesus accomplished our salvation. The cross is where, by His blood and death, Jesus won for us the forgiveness of our sins. The cross is where Jesus made peace between God and man. The cross is where God says, I love you. You matter. You're worth it. One of the ways that you determine the value of something is to look at how much someone will pay for it. How much, or what is the value of a good cup of coffee? Some of you will pay $4 or $5 for a good cup of coffee. How much do you value your dog or your cat? Enough to pay for all the food and the grooming and the medicines and the checkups? How much do you value the latest iPhone? Enough to pay, what is it now, $1,200 for the iPhone 12? The cost that you're willing to pay for something determines how much you value it. So how much does God love you? How valuable are you to God? Look at what He paid to have you. Look at what God gave for you. At the cross of Jesus, a price was paid, a cost that can't be measured in dollars. At the cross, we were ransomed, we were purchased, we were obtained for God, not with perishable things, as the Catechism says, perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. That's a staggering cost. That's a staggering love. Which means you are staggeringly valuable to God. And when the Bible speaks of this staggering cost, it does so from two different perspectives. There is the perspective of God the Father. in his love and mercy toward sinners, God the Father gave over his only beloved Son to the pain and shame of crucifixion, to divine judgment and abandonment for you, to save you. As it says in Romans 8, he who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Our salvation came at a staggeringly high cost to God the Father. That's how valuable you are to God. The Bible also speaks of this cost in another way, from the perspective of God the Son. Jesus, God the Son, went willingly to the cross. In John 10, Jesus said, I lay down my life for the sheep. No one takes it from me. I lay it down of my own accord. Jesus was determined. He was resolute in walking his path toward the cross, even though he knew the cost would be dreadful. In Gethsemane, Jesus prayed, My soul is very sorrowful, even unto death. Father, take this cup from me. But he also prayed, My Father, your will be done. The cost was so unthinkable that Jesus sweated drops of blood while he prayed. This was the price that he paid to save us. How great is God's love for you? How high and how wide is that love? What is your value? Look at what God the Father gave for you. His only Son, crucified. Look at what Jesus the Son paid for you. His blood shed on the cross. All this to bring you the forgiveness of your sins that you desperately need. All this to make you right with God and give you a new and a clean heart before God. All this to overcome sin and death and hell for you. So in the small catechism, we say it this way. Jesus has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. What are you worth? Stop looking for worth in your money or in your friends or even in your children. Stop looking for worth in how you look or how you dress or how successful you are. On the cross, Jesus paid the price for the forgiveness of your sins. On the cross, we are shown how much God loves us. On the cross, because of the cross, you know how valuable you are to God. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Let's please stand for the singing of the verses of the hymns.